This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden had a birthday the other day.
Did you throw yourself a party?
You should have. He's the first son.
Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We partied over here like it was 1999, baby. Yeah.
Party was another day. That's what Prince meant to write when he made that song.
Yeah, we had a party at my house to celebrate the first son's birthday. Party favors were baggies that we filled with baking soda. I couldn't afford real Coke. Talked about this the other day. I couldn't afford real Coke, so I put baking soda. Anyway, the Bidens showed up at a restaurant, and it looked like a meeting of the cartel, like a mafioso thing. Joey Buttafuoco's walking in there, you know, kind of, you know, but I'm surprised they didn't have him in a wheelchair with oxygen. Yep, they had the grandkids there. The full team attended because, see, the grandkids are on the payroll as well. The Bidens, let me tell you, when they pay one, it's all for one and one for all. They don't just pay one. Yeah, the grandkids were there, which meant that they had to do drag queen story hour. Well, not only for the grandkids, but for some of the Biden administration people who were there as well. They wanted everybody to feel welcomed. And what Biden party would be complete without decency? She was voted the best stripper in D.C. Yeah, Biden brought decency to the White House. Let's move on. Let's talk about illegal immigration, right? It's finally getting the attention that it deserves, and that attention is negative intention or attention or intention. And the question we got to ask ourselves is this: what took so long? When did sanity finally kick in on all of this? Took what's his face? Governor Abbott of Texas, who really brought it to the fore. Good for him. You know, I mean, it took guts for that man to say, I'm done with this. Texas has to protect itself. And do you know this stupid Senate bill that they wrote, they wanted to write it right to where Texas could not exercise its 10th Amendment rights. They were going to send money to Ukraine. This bill didn't protect the border in any way. Now suddenly senators are walking it back. Langstrom or whatever is out of Oklahoma who voted for it. They got pictures of him with underage children. Because he was all for it. Now, they're all backing out. McConnell, we can't have that anymore. We've got to take it back. Because people looked at it. Josh Hawley actually wanted McConnell removed from the Senate. And he said that bill should have never, as majority leader, he says that bill should have never seen the light of day. We're finally, folks, breaking through. We're resonating. I talked earlier, the time is now. You have no better time than to get through to the left than you are right now. It is finally, our message is getting down to the core. People are finally looking at it, looking at conservatism and going, you know what? Those guys aren't as bad as I thought they were. I'm beginning to realize it's really the other guys who are bad, not the conservatives. I told you many times, why in the world would you apologize for being a conservative? You do things the right way. Don't misunderstand me. You look for a deal. If you can get a tax cut, you'll get it, but you're not looking to cheat. A lot of reasons, and I'm not saying you're holier than thou, but sometimes you're just afraid of going to prison. Sometimes you're afraid of the ramifications of what could happen, but that's okay. That's what gives you your moral core. There's accountability. Sometimes it's just your own accountability because you have this one word that leftists do not have. Character. Leftists don't have it. I'm trying to think of a situation well, something happened with my son, found some money or something. We, you know, made him give the whole thing back. We don't take stuff. I've done it in the past. Regret it. Regret every single time I've ever done something like that. You know, where my brother and I found a purse one time in the road, had like $100 in it, which for us was a mountain of money. You know, we would have been throwing it up on the beds and rolling in it. But we found a purse, had $100 or $102, give or take, whatever it was, and we took it. Little kids driving up the road. I don't know how the purse ended up in the middle of the road, but we stopped and picked it up. I probably had an ID in it. This stupid stuff kids do. Wouldn't do it again if you put a gun to my head. And taught my kids not to do that stuff. There is nothing that somebody has that is they've earned that you should take. You should always look to do the right thing. And I'm not going to tell you my kids are perfect. I find out little things they've done all the time. And I'm like, man, we didn't raise you that way. But for the most part, they do the right thing. And they will grow up and learn to teach their kids to do the same. That's what you do. But they're not perfect. Neither are you. But I tell you what, we work at it. We work towards it. Good for us. So on this thing of illegal immigration, looking at us playing by the rules. What are the rules? I won't go into another country without my visa, my passport. And if I'm going to stay, I'm going to do it by the book. I'm going to go look at the rules, find the rules, get an attorney, whatever, find out from other people. I'm going to go wait in line and do it all by the book. What's it? It's too much to ask for them to do it that way. This is insanity. We let the left dictate this stuff, and to the point where I used to make this argument all the time. I'd say, why would anyone want to use the legal immigration system when it's so much easier to do the illegal one? There are people on the legal system going, you know what? I've spent 7 years waiting. I'd be better off jumping out of the legal system, coming across the border, acting as if I'm doing it the illegal way, and getting processed. I'd be better off doing that. So, that Senate bill was an atrocity. Billions of dollars to Ukraine. They tied funding of Israel to it, which I know some people disagree. They say, you're not going to fund one thing, don't fund the other. There's an argument there. But I think Israel is important for what we're doing in the Middle East. Now this new Senate bill isn't going to pass, but that's what they want to do. Let me tell you, Democrat game, get you outraged. So when they give a little bit, you feel like you've won some. That's the compromise. Well, they're not fooling me. Great hour coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events.
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've eaten a lot of things in my life, but I have never had crap encrusted crow. But I assure you that Joey Demento now dines on that leftist delicacy daily. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden and the leftists are eating crow. You should be happy about that, because it means you're resonating. You matter. For 4 years of the Trump administration, leftists watched a real leader in action. And they decried Trump's border policy. They called him a racist against Mexicans. They tried to do everything they could. And let me tell you, a weaker candidate, when they called Trump a xenophobe and accused him of being racist against Mexicans, they would have left. They would have dropped out of the campaign then and there. But Donald Trump said, forget. Yeah, exactly. You got these Mexicans. They're bringing in these cartels. They're bringing in drugs. They're bringing in human trafficking. They're bringing in fentanyl. He went on and on. And everybody's like, oh, he's so mean. He's mean tweeting and all that. And go back and listen to Trump when he's talking about any of these issues. And you know what you find? Spot on. Now, before we go giving the brother too much credit, All he was doing was saying the obvious. If you allow an invasion and you think it's going to work out, and then you get the propaganda machine to act like these people are not doing anything wrong, they're just here to improve their lives and improving our lives, and they're cost neutral and all this other nonsense, you're going to end up in a crisis. You're going to end up right where we are today. That's what Donald Trump predicted. But it didn't take a sage to do it. It didn't take a swami. Trump went ahead and he said, build that wall. There was another one of those things that became iconic, like fake media. Build that wall. Build that wall. Lock her up. All those things. Everything that we remember from a branding perspective, not everything, but almost everything, is done because of Donald Trump. And it stuck. Biden ran on an anti-American plank. You can't win on that plank, not in a fair election. Now, he and his ilk, they pretended that they didn't like illegal immigration. But Barack Obama came on and said, we can't have these people coming over here, you know, blah, blah, blah. As he's letting them in, he's telling you, I don't want to let them in. What can I do? But we shouldn't have them, but what can I do? I'm only one man. And then Joe Biden's trying it now. Look, this is out of my hands. What do you expect me to do? We expect you to honor the Constitution and do your doggone job. The job that you cheated yourself into office to get. Immigration is not a right. You have to ask for permission. The same way you ask for permission to come into somebody's home, you ask for permission to come into their country. We do it. As Americans, we are the most law-abiding of all in that. Now, I know there are places where they're trying to do it simpler. You know, like the Shenzhen region, it says you don't need a passport to come in to come be part of these 27 countries. Okay, fine. But in terms of getting in and becoming part of a thing, the United States is, we honor people by doing it the right way. Even when it costs tons of money. I know when I used to go overseas, I did get a visa, I'd be like, man, these guys are, it was mostly for business, but I'd be like, they're raking these companies over the coals just for me to get into the country. Trump warned us about Biden's policies. He said it's going to unleash a run on the border like we've never seen before. And what happened? Exactly that. After the big cheat, illegals from South and Central America and Mexico took an opportunity to make America their new home. And we've seen the outcome. Triple the number of detentions, is what they call it, have occurred. The Biden administration actually had to get FEMA involved in the natural disaster of Democrats' creation. Why are you invoking FEMA? You remember when they did that? Why are you invoking FEMA if it's not an emergency? What are you talking about, Kevin? Yeah, the federal government invoked FEMA because it was an emergency. And now what Joe Biden wants is he wants your money so he can process them in. Not because he's going to deter them. In these Senate bills related to the border, I'm telling you, somebody should have their butt kicked. McConnell, for one. Now they all want to backtrack. Oh, I didn't really want that. No, 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 no. You passed it in the Senate. Now, thankfully, I don't know what they're going to do, but if it goes to the House, it's DOA. It will not pass the House. But as I alluded, they play games. They give you such egregious stuff, and when they back off one or two items, you're happy. It's like the budget. They go, the budget this year is going to be $5 trillion. It'll be larger than any budget. $5 trillion. And then you go, and then they come back later and they go, well, okay, it'll only be $4 trillion. We backed off 20%. Well, that's still $1.2 trillion more than they should have gotten. That's what they do. And they're going to do this. And trust me when I tell you, this is what's going to happen. They're going to back off. Here's what they're going to tell you. Well, we took Texas, sovereignty out of it. You never had Texas sovereignty. You could never put that in a bill. It's against the Constitution. So it doesn't matter what you pass. Texas would fight it. They would win in the Supreme Court. And even if they didn't win in the Supreme Court, they still wouldn't honor it. The Supreme Court who decided unilaterally. I mean, it's their job to decide, but how do you decide that you can just forego states' rights? Now, I realize it was a watered-down thing. I looked it over, and it wasn't as bad as they made it out. But it's still, the Supreme Court should have ruled emphatically that it was the government not doing its job that led to Texas putting up barbed wire. And by the way, whether the government does its job or not does its job, Texas can still put up barbed wire. Democrats deny that a border problem even existed, which has landed Mayorkas in trouble. But, you know, the way I look at that is, if the House is trying to impeach Mayorkas, and this is what I've been tweeting every time I see it, stop trying to impeach that clown. Impeach his boss. Impeach Joe Biden. He's the one that picked him. He's the one that's giving the marching orders to Mayorkas. That's just one more reason to impeach Joe Biden. Why are we're dinkering around with this stuff? The problem has metastasized. Full-blown cancer. And Team Demento is looking for a new solution. And the new solution, you ready? It reverts back to the old Trump solution. Mayorkas had a conversation with ICE employees, and he says that the administration was considering finishing the gaps in the wall. And I won't bother reading what he said, but the way the author of the article put it, he says it was just clever phrasing to not admit that Trump was right and they were wrong. But not just in filling in the gaps in the gates. He talked about they needed to add technology that detected incursions. Moreover, they were authorized high-speed roads for rapid response. I'll believe that when I see it. We have an invasion that's being sponsored by the left. Anything less than that in terms of what's being covered is just fake news narrative.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson dealing with a failed vote this morning to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Experts already called the case for impeachment questionable, saying it was more about policy disagreements than the constitutional standard of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. A jury of 12 handed down a controversial verdict in Michigan yesterday, finding Jennifer Crumbly guilty on four counts of manslaughter. Her son Ethan Crumbly killed four students in 2021, just days after his mother gifted him a gun with prior knowledge of his mental health issues. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel for meetings today to talk about a possible temporary ceasefire in Gaza to release hostages. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, I just had a conversation with a Denver police officer at the airport, and we were talking about the crime that's going on, not only in Denver, but our country. And he says, the media will not tell you this. I'm not even supposed to talk about this, but I don't care anymore. We've arrested, the Denver police in Denver has arrested over 50 Al-Qaeda members.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to I Am Not a Member of Al-Qaeda. But the left would make you think that I was. They want you to believe I'm a radical. They want you to believe you're a radical. They want you to believe that their systems work, even when you witness what their system's doing, the havoc that is wreaked by the things that they do, they still pretend that it's either non-existent or it's good for you. So what? It's bad for you. So what? An illegal kills your, you know, kills one of your family members in a DUI, or worse yet, they, you know, do something even more heinous. Just life in the city. 844-551-8255. Let's hear the rest of this clip that lets us understand how safe we are in Biden's America that is allowing terrorists in our midst through the southern border.
In the last 2 months, 50. Okay, so with that said, we started talking about everything else. And we started talking about where the budget's going and how they don't have enough police cars. They're going to be putting them on foot. We started talking about all the migrants that have been coming over the border and how they're cutting the police budget in all major cities, including Denver. And then we started talking about how there's sleeper cells all over Colorado. He's talking about South Americans. He's talking about people from Central America. He's talking about people from China. He's talking about people from the Middle East. All over, and he says the police know this, the state police and the local police, and they're not allowed to do a damn thing about it.
Nothing they can do about it. Law enforcement, right? Why do they call them that? They should just call it invasion allowance, the invasion allowance unit, because they're not enforcing the laws. And I'm not blaming the law enforcement officers. I'm blaming their bosses. Every time somebody is hurt, killed, maimed, stolen, you know, victimized in any way by an illegal, there should be recourse. Whoever let them in. Let me tell you, here's the illegal system. Just so you know, one of our friends, a group that Melissa and I take care of, we donate financially when we can, to a church in Bangladesh run by a minister named Jipu. So for 4 years, Jipu has been trying to come to a convention that his ministry holds, you know, the United States, because they're based here. They hold this ministry. They bring in people from all over the world. They have to request visas. They have to have someone vouch for them that says, I will be responsible if they come here and disappear. I will be financially responsible if the government has to find them. All this kind of stuff. So if you're going to vouch for somebody, you better make sure they're going to show up. It's like signing a bond. So Jeepu's wanting to come in this year. They've rejected him. They've rejected this man every year. The only thing was a year that they didn't even try was COVID. But I think it's been the fifth year he's tried. For 4 out of the 5 years, he's been rejected. So this is our sixth time, I believe, doing this. And I got my congressman involved, his the office. He filled out the forms, and I'm pretty sure we're going to finally get him over here. But what I'm telling you is this. If he wanted to do it illegally, I could have done it year one, cheaper. I wouldn't have to vouch for him. I'd get him to come over in one of these caravans, just join up at a caravan, and he'd be fine. But because we're doing it the normal way, he's been disappointed. Let me tell you, it is so heart-wrenching when this guy's like, Kevin, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Very meek, submissive, you know, guy. He's very, you know, pious, soft-spoken. And he's like, Kevin, I cannot wait to meet you. You know, thank you for your support of my ministry and this, that, and the other. And then, whoop, the State Department goes, nope, rejected your visa. But if he was a MS-13 gang member, they bring him over and they give him a snap card. It's unbelievable what you have to do when you play by the rules. But if you do it the other way, well, hey, no harm, no foul. Terrorists in our midst. And in Denver, the guy says, we don't have enough police cars. We're on foot because police budgets are being cut, and they're being cut all over the country. It's not just in Denver. And then he verified what a friend of mine, Brooke McGowan, who's running for Congress in North Carolina, she came here to Arizona to go to the Yuma border, did a video that said, I have never seen anything like this. Every nationality coming across. This is no longer South and Central America. This is every nationality. She says, hardly a person looked like they needed to come here. There was no asylum. They're just coming. This is so outrageous. But I think the thing that outrages me the most when I think about just immigration is I think about everything else that the left has done. I think about January 6th and this nonsense. And by the way, we played a clip of, did we play this clip? Joe Biden, he thinks that he met with Mitterrand, who has been dead since 1996. But Joe has a slip of the tongue. But he's going around the world acting as if we unruly Americans were trying to subvert democracy. And, I laughingly call it that because, as I always like to correct them, we live in a constitutional republic. But in order to save the democracy, Joe Biden goes around the world essentially talking smack about the citizens, saying there was going to be an insurrection. What would you do if they were going to, storm the palace or something like that? I'll let you hear the clip so you can hear it for yourself. And you probably have already heard it, but it doesn't hurt.
People have pled guilty. Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. I was in the south of England, and I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, what? Why? How long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, what would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times, and the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, 2 Bobbies are killed in order to stop the election of the Prime Minister, what would you say? I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world?
See? Joe Biden propagating lies around the world. But that wasn't the first time he's had this discussion. I don't know how this clip, if I remember, doesn't start exactly in the same spot. But he tells his story again and with different, I think it's kind of a different take on it. But you'll hear it.
1,000 people broke down the doors of the British Parliament went down the halls, ended up killing two police officers and injuring scores of people to stop the outcome of the election. What would you think? I'm being deadly earnest now. I give my word this is what the discussion was. Ask yourself what you think if tomorrow morning you turned on the television and found out that the Bundestag had been in fact moved. They had been raided. What would you say? If we need a little help. Okay, I got it. Let's get a little bit of help here. Someone saying, I got it. We'll get some help over.
So at the very end of that, somebody apparently fainted, probably like, I can't believe he's lying like this in public. Hold on, just fainted. But he tells a story because Joe Biden's going all around the world making American citizens look like, oh, we stormed the castle. We stormed the palace. We stormed the Buteron or whatever he called it. We didn't storm anything. We wanted to take over this country. We could. Military notwithstanding. We could. I know we have a strong military, but we have a strong non-military. Oh, well, what are they going to do? Are they going to nuke us all? Are they going to use bazookas against us all? Let me tell you, too many armed Americans, even our military, can't take us on. So this idea that, you know, that, I mean, if we want an insurrection, we can give them an insurrection. I'll tell you what, keep messing with Texas. Watch what happens. There's a thing, I don't know if you know what the initials FAFO is, F around and find out, FAFO, yeah, well that's exactly right. Anyway, Joe Biden wants people to believe that there's nothing he can do about these illegals, and you know, he wants the Republicans to act, and he's tying it to things that we don't want. Joe Biden is financing the Ukrainians. He's going to give them, he wants to give them $60 billion. And I saw a thing that says that's more than they give the Marines. Well, $60 billion seems like a lot for one command, but I saw it was like $59.4 billion goes to Marines. You can look those numbers up for yourself because I don't know. But I know this, I'm sick of giving money to countries all because Joe Biden is compromised.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
My name is Mary Ann Mendoza, and my son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza, was killed on May 12, 2014, on his way home from work by a 3-time legal limit drunk who was also high on meth. He drove over 35 miles the wrong way on 4 different freeways in Phoenix before slamming head on into my son's car. As you know, they could fill this stage up every day for the next 5 months of victims of illegal alien crime, and it would just keep going.
How the Republicans don't take advantage of this, I don't understand. It isn't like Marianne Mendoza's losing her son is an outlier. This is the norm. It happens every day. I can probably find, I can remember off the top of my head at least 3 sexual assaults by illegals. I know there's lots of gang activity in black neighborhoods. Think about the brown on black crimes. I know what it is pretty much because, again, well researched on it. Why don't the Republicans take advantage of it? It took Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, to send these people to other states to even bring the level of attention that it has. But now that we have it, why aren't we taking more advantage of it? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Miss Mendoza finishing up what she had started, talking about the illegals and the ones who killed her, the one who killed her son.
Unfortunately, we are members of a club of our children or loved ones who've been killed by illegal aliens, but there's hundreds of thousands of victims every year who are affected by illegal alien crime, rape, assault, identity theft. These are things that go unreported, unchecked. You know, if the public would go to illegalaliencrimereport.com and see the magnitude of crimes being committed against your fellow Americans by illegal aliens allowed to stay in this country, you will be sickened because the mainstream media does not let you know what's really happening. And we are here, the members of AVAC are here to educate the public as what's happening. And if anybody's been a victim of illegal alien crime, contact us because we have close connections with Barbara Gonzalez at ICE, John Fury. We have connections at Department of Homeland Security, that we are trying to get people the help that they need and sent in the right direction. President Trump, Vice President Pence, you've just been there for us, and there are no words to describe what your support and your caring has meant to each and every one of us. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Who knew that illegal immigration would become a close second to the economy, people's inability to pay their bills, and then to add insult to injury with people who are suffering from crazy inflation. The left says, you know what, we'll bring all these people in and we will cover your bills. We'll take American taxpayer dollars and put it towards that. That has been the straw that's broken the camel's back. I want to play a couple more clips because you can't play enough of these. Here's Ted Cruz talking to Larry Kudlow on illegal immigration.
My rip. Now, for more on all this, we bring back our great friend, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Thank you, Mr. Cruz. We appreciate it. Look, I know your position on this Senate legislation, but again, I just say this. I don't want triggers. I just want a successful campaign, as you probably do. Remain in Mexico, build the wall, catch and deport. This whole story here, what do we need more legislation for? And it isn't going to be any good. And you know that Joe Biden, and Alejandro Mayorkas will not close the border. I don't care if it's 5,000 or 8,000 or whatever thousand. You know this, Senator. That's why this is such an exercise in futility. I'm sorry. You're here as a guest. You talk, please. I'm too excited.
Look. Listen, Larry, you're exactly right. Every word of your opening remarks were exactly right. One of these days you're going to say something I disagree with, but it hadn't happened yet. Look, you focused on how this crisis happened. Joe Biden inherited incredible success. He inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years, and Joe Biden deliberately caused this crisis. And you put your finger on the 3 decisions he made all in his very first week in office that caused this crisis. He immediately halted construction of the border wall. He reinstated the disastrous policy of catch and release, and he ended the incredibly successful Remain in Mexico agreement. And that took the lowest rate of illegal immigration, and it caused it to explode. We now have the highest rate in history. 9.6 million illegal immigrants have come into this country. And Joe Biden wants it. It's deliberate. He could fix it tomorrow if he reversed those three decisions. He's not willing to. And I got to say, you're also right on killing this bill. Look, we had a vigorous debate at lunch with Senate Republicans. I stood up and I urged my colleagues. I said, look, this is going nowhere. In order for any bill to pass, it's got to pass both houses of Congress. The Speaker of the House has said this Senate bill is dead on arrival. It has no chance of passing. And so I asked my Republican colleagues, why are you putting forward a bill that doesn't fix the problem, doesn't secure the border, but that gives Democrats an excuse to do what you just played Karine Jean-Pierre doing, saying, oh, well, we would fix the border, but the Republicans didn't pass our bill that would never fix the border. It is ridiculous. It is playing into Chuck Schumer's hands, and I think we need a demand. Fix it. Solve it. And I'll tell you, there's only one way we're going to solve it, and that is to throw Joe Biden out of office, yeah, to elect Donald Trump in November. And we know that President Trump solved this problem before. He'll do it again. I worked hand in hand with him when he was president the first time, and I'll work hand in hand again with him again to fix it again.
Victor Davis Hanson chimed in on illegal immigration, and in his inimitable way, he makes it as plain as can be. Here he is.
And the irony is that we're treating people who are here illegally and reside unlawfully, we're treating them better than citizens. We're emptying schools out so they can occupy these schools as quarters, and then the students are deprived of person-to-person teaching experiences. And it's crazy that the citizen is secondary to the illegal immigrant. We got rid of 8,400 people out of the military because they didn't want to get a mRNA vaccination. Many of them had herd immunity, and yet we don't ask any of these people, have you been vaccinated? What's your health records? It's almost, I mean, if you wanted to really destroy America, it would be hard to think of a better way to do it than just invite 8 to 10 million people, and that's what's going to come during the Biden administration, to invite them in without any audit or background or with any means of support, and especially with the attitude that they have no respect for the host. It's like going to a person's home and saying, you know what, I don't like this and I don't like that, and here's my conditions by which I'll stay as your guest. And we've got it all wrong. We need to really psychologically especially change our attitude, and I don't know how we're going to rectify the 8 to 10 million who will have come by 2024, the end of the year, but it's going to be very difficult for the next decade or two.
In our final clip of the day, we're going to play leftist Fox News person, I think her name is Jessica Tarloff, and she admits that Governor Abbott makes the right decision, but then she goes on to say some stupid leftist stuff.
It isn't. Well, it is, and it ended up being actually good on Governor Abbott to start busing immigrants all over the country. When he started with Martha's Vineyard, him and DeSantis, I thought, oh, this is just a political stunt. It's ridiculous. And now that you have J.B. Pritzker and Mayor Adams and Kathy Hochul and the mayors of Baltimore and D.C. saying we absolutely cannot sustain this influx, everybody feels like they live in Eagle Pass now and has a lot of sympathy for that. But the reason that I don't think that the election hinges on these issues is, A, we have time, and Democrats better start fixing it. Get tough about these things. Say, if you touch a cop, you're deported tomorrow. That's how it works here.
But are they going to say that?
Well, Kathy Hochul, her challenger, Lee Zeldin, got much closer than he should have. What, he lost by 4 or 5 points in blue New York because she ignored the crime issue and just wanted to talk about abortion. So I think people are going to pay attention to it. And there's this misconception amongst conservatives, at least that I come across, where they think that suddenly we're going to wake up and because a rec center was given to migrant families instead of the kids who deserve to be there, and we believe that, but that we're going to be Republicans, that we're going to ignore our moral compasses and all the policies that you've listed off. We're going to say, you know what, oh, Donald Trump's not that bad. I don't know one voter who's changed their mind from 2020 who's going to wake up in 2024 on Election Day and be like, you know what, actually, the last 4 years have proven to me that Donald Trump is the right man.
If I could.
See, Tarloff has spent too much time in big cities inside the, I call it the cocoon of ignorance. There are so many people out there. If you open your eyes, you go, look, let Biden go somewhere, see who comes up and high fives him, congratulates him. Let Trump go somewhere, see what happens. Let Biden have a rally, see what happens. Let Trump have a rally, see what happens. I hope Democrats stay delusional. I hope that they take their eye off the ball, that they keep thinking that the way they believe it is the way that it is, and they ignore the reality that faces them every day.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.